But this insult is whittled down to a point only. But now comes the greatest joke of the dream, Flask. While I was battering away at the pyramid, a sort of badger-haired old merman, with a hump on his back, takes me by the shoulders and slews me round. "What are you about?" says he. "Slid, man, but I was frightened. Such a fizz! But somehow next moment I was over the fright. What am I about?" says I at last. "And what business is that of yours, I should like to know, Mr. Humpback? Do you want a kick?" By the Lord, Flask, I had no sooner said that than he turned round his stern to me, bent over, and dragging up a lot of seaweed he had for a clout, what do you think I saw? Why, thunder alive, man, his stern was stuck full of marlin spikes with the points out. Says I, on second thoughts, "I guess I won't kick you, old fellow." "Wise Stubb," says he, "wise Stubb," and kept muttering it all the time, a sort of eating of his own gums like a chimney hag. Seeing he wasn't going to stop saying over his wise Stubb, I thought I might as well fall to kicking the pyramid again. But I had only just lifted my foot for it when he roared out, "Stop that kicking!" "Hallo," says I, "what's the matter now, old fellow?" "Look ye here," says he, "let's argue the insult. Captain Ahab kicked you, didn't he?" "Yes, he did," says I, "right here it was." "Very good," says he, "he used his ivory leg, didn't he?" "Yes, he did," says I. "Well then," says he, "wise Stubb, what have you to complain of? Didn't he kick you with right good will?"